Do you feel more tired after practices here than you have in the past?
Definitely. We're working real, real hard. You know, the coaches demand a lot of us, and we demand a lot of ourselves. And we know if we push it here right now, where it counts, it'll be easier in the long run, especially when the games start.
Do you see how you guys are building stamina that can obviously help in the fourth quarter of games?
Definitely. Like I said, we go out here and you know, the way we practice, it'll be a lot easier in the game. You know, we put ourselves out here, and that's just going to prepare us for the game.
How about your sense of the offense so far in terms of how much time you and Shady are going to be splitting in the backfield?
You know, I'm excited, you know, all of it. You know, we got, you know, five great backs, including the Rook that we have, Tucker. I'm just happy and excited to be alongside them. You know, like I told, some guys before, you know, there's a lot of talent in that room, and I'm just trying to take advantage of it and learn as much as I can from everybody that's in there.
How often do you think we'll see you and Shady in the backfield together?
I can't make a comment on that. Hopefully a lot, you know, but, you know, Coach is going to be calling the plays, and he's going to put everybody out there on a position to be successful and give us opportunity to make plays.
Chris Polk has opened some people's eyes with a pretty good camp so far. What can you tell us about him having been rookies together last year?
Chris has made a lot of progress. Chris is doing good. He's working real, real hard, and you know, he's growing as a player. And you know, I'm excited to for him coming up this season. You know, he unfortunately got hurt last year, sidelined him, but he's gonna surprise a lot of people. You know, he's a great running back, and you know, he's gonna contribute a lot as far as you know, the offense and things like that.
What does he bring to the table that's different than what maybe you and Shady bring to the table?
I think Chris, he runs with a lot of power. You know, I think, you know, he runs with a lot of power, and if when you look at him, you may not think that he moves pretty fast, but he has to set the speed. You know, he can run, And I think a lot of guys, you know, when they see him, will take his speed for granted, which will allow him to get around the corner, I think.
Well, for you, what's the toughest part of adjusting to this offense?
I would say just, you know, at times, you know, when you get tired, you really got to focus in because, you know, we're constantly moving fast and plays are coming in left and right. So just staying focused when you get tired and hone it in a little bit.
Does this offense reward you bouncing it outside sometimes, or do you have to sort of work on not bouncing it and just taking the hole up the middle?
I think just the offense as a whole just allows players to be players. Do what you do best. If you see it, wherever it's at, just, you know, you feel it, it's instinctive, and you just got to make a play. As far as inside, outside, with the way this offense is, it could be anywhere. I mean, you gotta be in tune. You gotta stay disciplined to your keys, and everything itself, it opened itself up.
After you know, a week of practice going up against the same guys every day, are you looking forward to the Patriots coming in here next week?
Yeah, it'll be fun. New faces, going against a totally different team. I think a lot of energy will be up, and, you know, it's an opportunity for us to get some good work in against a great team.